Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I see this happen in the speaking world all the time. The buyer says one thing and then decides on somebody completely different. So I'm going to use a recent example in that arena to apply my idea on finding the real needs explained in the blog post. Before you have a conversation or even reach out, go to the group's website and check out the previous conference. Look at these three things. First, look at who they hired in the keynote and general session slots. Are they celebrities, industry thought leaders, politicians? This will give you an idea of the category of speakers as well as what they pay. One time, I was surprised to see a vendor in that slot. What I learned? These folks would hire my client if they thought she was a good fit. Second, go to the promo section and look at how they describe the speakers. Are they leading thought leaders? Then these buyers are looking for famous folks. Are they real world speakers? Then these buyers want killer backgrounds that focus on outcomes. Remember, what we brag about, we care about. Third, and really most importantly, check out how they focus the conference in general. Are they concerned about industry regulations, market conditions? These areas will be a great conversation starter. Ask them, is this focus part of an overall effort, or is this just the theme for one event? My client asked that question and was able to describe his background based on their answer. It made all the difference. Now, we can't depend on what buyers say they need. Killer sales conversations require us to dig deeper and look for clues in other places. What I've learned over the years, buyers will convey what they will buy. We just have to know where to look for those answers. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.